Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
This week's visiting critic is Jane Cowan, a columnist with the Irish Examiner, where she shares her diary of a Gen Z student to get the blood pressure up on old folk like myself. You've heard of G.I. Jane. Well, here's Gen Z Jane.
What an introduction.
G.I. Jane was a show in the 90s. Oh,
that's
too late to explain.
Before I was born.
We sent her to Dalyman Park. This is what we're getting into. And we got our revenge on you, I think. We sent you to Dalyman Park to see the League of Ireland match Monday's night.
You did indeed.
Bowes versus St. Pat's. The quote I like the most is like, you feel like you got an exclusive access into the male psyche.
I really think I did.
Which is from today's Examiner report. So you don't go to football, don't go to sports?
I've never been much of a sports person. It was actually my first ever football match like that I've watched in full.
Have you been to any GAA? Nothing? No sports?
No. Like, honestly, just it's been one of those things my whole life. I just never got it. Like, I don't understand how people were into it. I kind of understand it now.
Do you? After one visit?
Yes. Okay. It was kind of life-changing.
Now, this is hallowed turf. Bowes, Bohemians, a very, very old club. The oldest club, football club in Ireland, in fact.
Yeah.
So I presume you genuflected and blessed yourself accordingly on the way
into
the various rituals.
Three Hail Marys.
As a complete outsider look, then, what kind of strikes you, first of all, of a lovely Monday night coming into a fairly packed ground?
It was packed. Yeah. I was actually surprised, you know, everyone after work going down to watch the match. First thing I noticed was the lack of women, which wasn't a big surprise.
It's a shame, yeah.
And then I noticed that I wasn't really blending in very well with the crowd.
Oh.
You know, the attire, I just didn't get the dress code memo. I was wearing leopard print jeans and I don't think they...
Do you not check the weather forecast?
No. This is another thing. Now, it was absolutely freezing.
Too young to understand the weather in October.
Yes, but see, this is the thing. Men always say that, you know, it's freezing at a football match. But like, have you seen a man get a cold? So I didn't really believe them. I thought they were being a little dramatic.
Yeah, okay.
I was wrong.
So everyone's kind of dressed the same, I think you noticed.
They are. They're all in like a black puffer coat and tracksuit bottoms and like really chunky runners.
It's for height, is it?
It is.
So like, it's unfair the way they've been slagging the Swifties all this time for their particular...
Yeah.
Loud sequined attire.
Who's going to let me in on this? It's the male equivalent of a Taylor Swift concert.
Men have this thing. Bowes fans, well, it would be all League of Ireland fans, wouldn't it? Specifically,
yes.
To Bowes. So that's what you notice, first of all. This is great to get these observations. Now, I'm sorry we couldn't get you a seat in the seated stand, which is covered and everything, but thankfully it didn't rain. Where were you positioned?
In the Des Kelly stand.
Yeah.
Behind one of the goals, which actually I was absolutely terrified. There was nothing between like me and the ball knocking me out.
No. And it's behind the goals.
Behind the goals.
Because it's kind of the cheaper place, this is where the young people hang out
yeah.
at matches. So it was mostly young.
There was a good age range. There were a few older men around me.
Just to find the some old, they were
27. They were actually, 27. They were probably born in the 90s.
Oh no, they remember the Clinton administration. Or bits of it. They were around for it.
They were around for it.
Remind us of your age again, since you're making such an issue.
I'm 20. I was born in 2004.
Damn you. That's... Even when you said I wasn't around in the 90s, a part of me went, that can't be true. An adult person. But
don't mean
course,
to insult you, I'm sorry.
Okay. So there were youngsters.
There were youngsters.
Atmosphere now. Nice, friendly, sporting atmosphere.
Not quite. The youngsters, I'm not joking. You should have heard the language out of some of these kids. They were like 12 years old. And I was like, you speak to your mother with that mouth. You know, they're passionate.
You're sounding like the old fogey now.
I know. I can kind of understand how you view me now.
Are you telling me the people in their 20s will shrink from bad language?
When it's coming out of the mouth of like a 10-year-old boy, it's a little bit shocking.
It's called passion.
Yes.
They
had a lot of it.
Inside the walls. Outside now, yeah, you go, now that's very bad. Carry
yes.
on. Now, who is he directing his bad language at?
The referee, usually.
Perfectly. Yeah, that's grand.
Yeah.
That's etiquette.
Yeah, I think that's normal. That's what you're supposed to do.
Was anyone else shocked?
No, it just seemed normal. I was the only one.
You're surrounded mostly by Bowes fans.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Tell us what happens in the game.
Well, Bowes lost.
They lost, yeah.
Yeah, they weren't doing too well. And people, like, there was real drama. I mean, every time a goal was scored, I actually, like, it was very shocking. I wasn't expecting so much drama from it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the screaming, the chanting. They have some excellent songs.
Did you? Yeah. Are any of them broadcastable?
Oh, no. The language is chanting definitely not fit for this time of the morning.
Explain to me now, as a good writer will, the fervour that greeted you when a goal was scored.
There were, now, screaming, tears, cursing from the opposite team. I've actually never seen men get so emotional. It was a lot to take
in. It's just like sexual tension, you know, a longing for battle. Everything just wells up when there's a goal scored.
Honestly, yeah.
One-upmanship. It's got all of the proper male feelings, doesn't it? Did you feel it, Jay?
I really wasn't prepared for it. I've never seen men in this light before.
Did anyone cry during the match?
Absolutely. And they're all given, like, the other side, they would give them the middle finger. It was terrible.
Because there were four matches left in the league. That's it. Three now. Obviously, Bose are at the bottom of the table.
Yeah, they're not doing well. Bose fans were not happy.
But where did you actually see tears?
Yes, I saw tears in grown men's eyes. And like, the last 10 minutes when it was kind of, everyone was admitting defeat, Bose had lost, people started leaving a few minutes early. Genuinely, so many men, tears in their eyes.
Like,
they were holding it together.
Fell upon Dalymount Park.
Yeah.
The sadness was weighed by Jane Cowan in her eyes. You could sense this, did you?
I really did sense it.
You ended up kind of like, obviously carried on this Bose emotion, I think.
Yeah, I got wrapped up in it all. It's hard not to join in. They're very, like, you know, you want to feel part of the crowd. It kind of seems rude not to get enthusiastic about it as well.
It would be rude.
Yeah.
You didn't, obviously, if you were doing it now properly, the next time you'd be in the club bar afterwards.
Yes.
And you can really whine there now. That'd be the place. No matter what the sport is, rugby, GAA, football, that's where the men will come together to whine, which is another ritual.
Yes.
But we didn't want to overwhelm you.
No, I didn't get to see that part of it.
Where do you go to college again?
I go to Trinity.
Oh, there will definitely be psychology students there.
Yes.
Do you think they should go down maybe and monitor?
I think so, but, you know, I think it would probably, like, defy everything they've learned in college. They might be overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, yeah, they might be too snowflakey for it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able
to handle the language.
Snowflakey's
a little offensive.
The term has gone out now, actually, hasn't it?
Yeah. I still get it thrown at me all the time.
Oh, do you? Because yes. you have the diary.
Yes, from the column.
Now, you attacked elderly people in nightclubs.
I attacked them.
In a comical way. What else have you been saying about us since?
I feel like I'm being accused of something.
I feel attacked. Speaking on behalf of millennials and middle-aged men everywhere, what else have we been upset by in your
What column? Else have you been upset by? You don't like when I say that we don't like phone calls, young people. We don't like to take phone calls.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Yes, and I think, you know, it's a little bit rude if you cold call me, at least text me first to give me a bit of warning.
Okay, right.
And they really don't like that. Yeah, I mean, pretty much anything that you say about Gen Z, people won't like it.
They will let you know.
Yes, they're very vocal.
Okay. I remember, you didn't say it on air, but you were leaving when I was asking about responses to your column. And I think you said that not only do they get into the content and misunderstand that you're actually having a bit of crack with this, you get comments as well because of being a woman journalist.
Yes, I absolutely do. They love to go after my appearance. I do. Yeah, I get a lot of men, you know, I have naturally curly hair and I'll have like a bald man tell me that he doesn't like my hair, which is kind of, you know, it's hard to be insulted by that.
It's extraordinary.
Yes. I've been told I look like the Hobbit, which, you know, is a lot to handle.
But, you know, you understand now that the men are very fragile and very insecure.
Yes. I'm not particularly worried about it.
You now see the world from their shoes.
Yes.
Their tiny little man shoes.
They can't even handle another team scoring a goal and they're insulted by my hair.
Well, I'm sorry. And you shouldn't have to deal with that kind of crap. But listen, we know you've a thick skin from the last chat. Jane's next trip needs to be to the Women's FAI Cup final this Sunday. That's from Aon O'Riordan.
Oh.
So he's a man. He's demanding that you go to that. what did you learn overall now from football?
I think, you know, it was out of my comfort zone, but I enjoyed it. I would actually go back. I think it was a nice way to spend my Monday evening. I would probably do it again.
Would you?
Yeah.
And are you going to follow Bose?
I think so. I actually think I've been indoctrinated.
There is something there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't. It's just that we've had a couple of Bose fans in the studio the last couple of months, and you know, you can see they're in mourning at the moment.
They are.
But it will never diminish their passion.
No, they for the subject. They're committed to their team. they They'll stand by them through anything.
Was it English you said you were?
I study English.
You're studying English, yes. Okay. So your writing is fantastic. And I urge anyone to get the Examiner today and enjoy the funny crack. Because when I read sports reports, often they assume the reader has so much information about the context of what's going to happen and before and after. They forget to just tell us the basics, whereas you have a unique perspective on the match, and I enjoy it. I love how you kind of sort of accidentally encourage tourists to do it, because you think tourists think of Wales through Trinity allows them to experience what Dublin's really like, but they've certainly never heard a 10-year-old yell expletives at a referee for 90 minutes. I feel like I can say that I've really seen life now.
I think that's true. I think, you know, it should be like, don't send people to the Book of Kells. Send them to Daly Mount Park.
To the Bows of, we'll come up with them, of Des Kelly's.
Yes.
Terrace.
It was a cultural experience.
Gen Z Jane, thank you so much for coming into us.
Thank you.
Continue to irritate men who don't, who want you to curl your hair, whatever that weird thing is going on. And we'll see you anon sometime.
Thank you.
Jane Cowan, ladies and gentlemen.